Don't let me forget that. Don't let me forget. That tonight's their last night here, so maybe even have her brother sing with her. No, no. You want to sing with her. Okay. All right.
Do you have it on, my brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here
you go.
Amen. Well, it's a good place to be tonight.
Amen.
You're always fearful when you're the second preacher. You don't want to ruin anything. Amen. So take your Bible tonight. And turn to Exodus chapter 27. I was in a meeting a few months back, and I was by myself, and a lot of meetings ain't like this one. Brother Gary can tell you, we get in some places, buddy, it's a lonely week. They put you in a motel room, and you ain't got much dealings with anybody, and I was lonely, man. I was down. I was wanting to go home, and I told the Lord, I was in. This is the part of my Bible I was reading. It's about the tabernacle, and I said, God, I really need something. I said, I want to read my Bible today, and I want you to speak to my heart. And I know where I'm at right here. It would have to be you. Amen. And He did, and I want to give you what He gave me. And it won't take long at all, but it'll go along with what Brother Jesse said a moment ago. Look at Exodus chapter 27. Look at verse number 20. The Bible says, "And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure olive oil beaten for the light to cause the lamp to burn always." Man, I read that, and buddy, it just floored me. You say, why? Because, folks, listen, Jesus Christ is the light. But then He says about us, ye are the light of the world. And I know this, when you go through heartaches and hard times, amen, it's for the light. And the light shines brighter. Here in this Old Testament tabernacle, when they burned that light, those lamps, they used the purest olives. And they would get those choice olives and they would beat them. And that oil that come out of there, they say, is liquid gold. And those olives that they use, those choice ones beaten for the light, those are the ones that make the light shine brighter.
Amen.
And traveling around the country like I've done for the last 26 years, I have seen folks that have been, amen, under that. And under that beating. I don't know how any other way to put it. And what it does, it produces a bright light. And buddy, if we ever needed a light today, it's now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And God is interested in celebrities.
Amen.
God's not interested in entertainment.
Amen.
Amen. There'll be some come along, but they don't last long.
Yep.
Amen. What makes the difference and what causes the light to shine? And man, I'm looking around here. Amen. Sister Nun. Amen. That causes the light to shine a little brighter. Amen. Brother Jesse. Amen. Jesse lives in a dark world, a dark cloud. Never seen any of us, but being around him makes the light grow brighter. He might not be able to see, but he's helped us to see a little better. The Enlighteners, two gals that travel around the country. Man, I get around them. Man, the light shines bright around them.
Yeah.
Amen. Frankie, she's never seen. Donna's seen a little bit and then lost her sight. And you get around them, man, I got one time they were singing and they stepped down here and I was sitting on the front row. I had to move. I thought I was going to explode.
Amen.
And I don't understand why it's that way, but it is. People sitting in here going through things, I don't understand that. That's God's business. But I'm telling you, that's what God uses to shine and brighten this light that he's put in this world. Amen. And heartaches and hard times and trials, that is what gets the work done. Amen. It isn't some flashy evangelist that comes by. They're a dime a dozen. It isn't some singing group that comes by that, amen, has got a diesel bus and they're smoking out by their bus. Then they get up here and it ain't nothing like that. No, it's the little ladies that's sitting there that their husbands have gone on. It's the little fellas that lost family members. Amen. And cancer and, man, all the diseases and mental illness. You ever been around a family that have one that ain't right? The other day I was there in Virginia and Brother Wido's little girl, she'd look me up, man, get there, and she'd come over and sit next to me, and she's mongoloid, and she is just, she's something else. She'd just take her hands and just rub my face. And I'd look at her and I'd say, I love you. And she just, then I'd be sitting there singing and I'd feel somebody touch me. She'd just reach over and just touch me a little bit. Man alive. And I watched some families raise them little youngins like that. So what does it do? Makes the light shine brighter. Amen. And I don't understand why folks have got to go. I wish all of them could stay. I wish everybody could be around, but it doesn't work that way. Dee Dee's here, and I'm just so, I don't want to preach this to just dig up sores. I hope you ain't misunderstand me. But Brother Danny, he went through some things. He was beaten there for that light. And I remember going there. Brother Danny had got out of the hospital this last time, and he was calling for me, and I was in a meeting somewhere, and I got there, and they said he'd been talking through the day and had a good day, and I got there too late. By the time I got there, he was laying in the bed, and he couldn't speak anymore, and it was his last night on earth. And I crawled into bed with him there, and me and my wife and Diane Hudson, and we held his head while he threw up blood. And I said, well, what a horrible time. Oh, you don't understand. You don't understand how the light has shined brighter because of Danny Hall. You don't know the people that have talked to me and told me things about Brother Danny and what an encouragement he was to them. Amen. How the light shine brighter. I watched him take a chicken bucket and carry it with him the last few months there. We traveled around together and put it in the pulpit and have to throw up. He'd throw up in it and keep preaching. We traveled together. I counted up one day. We did close to 500 meetings together. And when I preached his funeral, I had to salute him and said, well done. No complaints. Amen. Never shirked his duty. Amen. Always forward. And I'm going to tell you what it done. It made the light shine brighter. Amen. These olives were beaten for the light. But what a light we have. Where would you be without this light? There may be some sitting here tonight that's never been saved. You've never come to the light. Well, I'm telling you, it's shining in here. You can't deny it. The light's still shining. You say, well, we live in a horrible time. There ain't no revival. No, I'm here to tell you, the light still shines. God's people are still there alive and well. Amen. Seen God move. God's still moving. You limit the Holy One of Israel. Just because you're dead, don't you make everybody dead. Just because nothing's happening with you, don't you say that nothing's happening. The light's still shining. God's still saving cousins and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and, hey, little boys and girls. And he's still saving Filipinos and Germans and Hondurans and amen and Chinese. He's still saving them. Say why? The light's burning. I got a little pitiful little outline here, but this light that I'm talking about, it merits the best oil. And that best oil is the oil that's beaten out of those best olives. Amen. Would you give your life for the light? Would you give yours that this light would burn brighter? Amen. We've known people, man, I remember meeting Harlan Popoff. Remember that? Man, they tortured for Christ. We met Darlene Rose that was tortured for her faith. I couldn't tell you the people that I've run into that have gone through troubles and trials. I've met people disfigured. I've met them where they've been burnt so bad that you couldn't even recognize. You could see a picture of them when they were young and look at them now, you wouldn't even recognize who they are. I've known folks go through heartaches and troubles and trials. And through all that, listen, the light shines brighter. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I am better, Brother Dave, for knowing Miss Tess. Yeah. I'm better for it. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I don't know. I think I preach with more of an urgency since what happened. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It showed me something. I don't know, some of y'all here, I don't know if you knew the whole deal. Man, we had revival there. That last night of revival, she ran the aisles. And that was untypical of her. I mean, it kind of shocked me. Brother Dave was on the platform, and he looked, and he went. There she went running. Somebody ran, and she followed him. Amen. Then that next week, they came to Altoona, and they come over there. And last thing I ever got to say to her in life, and I've known her ever since I've been saved, before I was saved. And I said, I love you, sis. You've always been an encouragement to me. And I never dreamed that her life now is really, in this lifetime that we're living and what we do, her life now is immortalized. It's beaten now down. And you know what it's for? It's for the light. It shines brighter. It drives these kids to do more for God. The church there and churches around. I don't understand why it's like that, but it is. I don't understand. Amen, but that's just the way it is. I've never seen Jesus Christ. Never seen him. I've never seen an image of him. I've never seen a vision of him. If you have, you're a nut. Well, I seen him one night in the woods. No, you didn't. You ate too much pizza before you went to bed. I've never seen him, but I'm going to tell you something. I've seen the people of God and those people that have Christ in them. Amen. I look around in here. My sister over here last year, we thought we was going to lose her. Amen. And sis, I don't understand all that. I don't understand all that pain, but I know this. It's for the light. And this week, seeing her in here makes the light shine a little brighter. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, if it wasn't that way, wouldn't this be a horrible, wouldn't it be a dog-eat-dog situation?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Ain't you glad that when you go through heartaches, there's people there that love you? Hey, ain't you glad the Lord uses it for his honor and glory?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Never seen him, but boy, I've seen the light burn. Amen. Psalms 118 said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. Amen. Out of those choicest olives comes the liquid gold. Bible says in 1 Peter 1:7, let the trial of your faith be much more precious than gold. This light that burns, you know what it does? It burns always. Here in this tabernacle, these choice olives and this lamp was to burn always. And buddy, what an important light for the children of Israel. I mean, it's there in the tabernacle. They had to have that light. Amen. Amen. Thank God here tonight, folks, we got a light to go by.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Ain't you glad it just ain't some man's opinion?
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't you glad we just ain't following a man? Ain't you glad it's the light of God that we follow? Man, if it wasn't for the Word of God, could you imagine? Everybody's got all their little schisms and little things they believe now. Amen. Bible-believing Baptists are more divided now than they ever have been. Amen. I could hit your little deal and make you mad, but it ain't part of this message. Amen. Your little weird schism that don't matter to a hill of beans. Amen, amen. I remember the old man. I got saved under Dr. Ruckman. Some of y'all, I don't know, maybe you've forgotten him a little bit. But I remember when he preached. I remember what he told us. I remember how he'd say, always on the bottom shelf, man. Bottom shelf. Put it where the kids can get it, man. Put it where the kids can get it. Got that, stupid? Get it to where the kids get it, man. Oh, yeah. And he'd draw and he'd preach, and that's where he put it. Class, it was different. Amen. He'd go through some of the stuff he believed. Some of it was just weird as the day is long. He'd tell you that. He said, I'm weird. Amen. Now people have taken some of those things and make it a basis of fellowship. You're wrong-headed. You know what you'll lose in that? I'm going to tell you what you'll lose. Here's what I've seen. Traveling around, being, amen, whatever you call this, what we do. You will lose compassion for people. And when you do, you're sunk. Amen. I don't know how long it's been since some of you have told anybody in here you love them. But it might be high time to do that. Amen. These little old kids. I'm telling you, me and Brother Stocker last night, we got our notes. Amen. Where is Alina? Is she in here? She's not in here. Good. Don't nobody get her. She wrote us both notes. Dear Mark, she can call me Mark if she wants to. I don't have to be Brother Mark. I don't. You can call me Mark. It won't bother me a bit. I've got two doctor's degrees. I'm a paradox. You don't have to call me Dr. McGahee. One of them is a doctorate of political incorrectness, but I do have a doctorate of divinity. Dear Mark, thanks for yelling at my brothers yesterday and telling them to get right. I love you so much. You have been the best friend in the world. Well, I'm going to miss you so much. Thank for the love and compliments. I have been praying for you and Mr. Funny Man next to you. That was Brother Stocker. She says, the two best days of my life is accepting God in my heart and meeting you and the fine gentleman next to you. I got dressed up for y'all. Thanks for being there for me. Love you both. I'll tell you what, I don't know what accolades you want in life. I don't know what you want somebody to pat you on the back. I'll take that any day.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. People say, well, Brother Mark, why do kids like you? Very simple. I like them. You know why nobody likes you? Because you don't like nobody. Amen. I know this, those folks that took us in, Brother Allen, when we were rough around the edges. I remember Sister Booth. I remember Sister Gilly. I remember them paying our school bill, me and Dee. I remember them ladies, they all, Sister Clipper and some of them, they loved us. And they'd say, I love you, boy. And I got in, I got saved. It took me a while to get my hair cut and all that. They love me. God's people have always been huge in my life. Amen. And it's those people that have to go through some of the hardest things. Amen. Remember Brother Hunt? Me and Dee, she'd go down to the nursing home, and she had a little lady that she visited down in the nursing home that had sugar diabetes, a little black lady, and she had lost both of her legs. And she was one of the sweetest people I've ever been around in my life. Dee and them would read verses to them, read Bible to them. Man, I'm telling you, haven't you ever been around anybody like that going through it, pressed out beyond measure, and you feel the light burning brighter? Makes this light burn always. Lester Roloff said, sorrow is God's mechanic in the workshop of life. Amen. And listen, this light is for his glory. It's for his glory. We started this ministry over there in the Philippines, and now it is just unbelievable. It's went out of the banks. We're going to have what looks like 4 youth camps in the Philippines. We got a lady over there who's wanting to give us 30 acres. It's tied up in some legal matters right now, but she wants to give that to us to put another youth camp in the little place called Legazpi. And it's unbelievable. Some of the people that I've met over there. I met a little Filipino pastor. We bought a preacher over there a brand new motorcycle. And it cost about $1,800 US. And I don't know, man, it was 8,000 pesos, and I counted that money out and bought a brand new motorcycle for him. And he took the little motorcycle that he had and he gave it to his pastor, Brother Allen. And his pastor had a church that he walked 4 miles to one way, dirt floors. And that preacher got that little motorcycle and just cried. I was over there and seen a little fellow come to the meeting, and his arm was all twisted back behind him. Just out of sorts. I'd never seen an arm look like that. And after the meeting one night, it was 10 o'clock at night, and he was getting ready to walk out through the woods there. And I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going home. I said, well, how far do you live? He says, I live 8 miles from here. I said, let me ask you something, preacher. He's a pastor of a little church. I said, what happened to your arm? He said, I was in the war when the guerrillas tried to take this area and we fought against them. I got shot and I never could go to the doctor. I didn't have no money. And I said, man, you ain't walking home. I gave him money to get a jeepney ride getting home. And I'm telling you, me and my friends, we felt like we needed to take our shoes off, that we were on holy ground. Amen. See them men come. Some of them live on $80 to $100 a month. Got dirt floors in their church. Some of them, we bought them church buildings and put a roof on one little church. The little preacher's about this tall. And the village that you go into that the little people hide from you, they got no running water, no electricity. And even there, there'll be somebody in that village that's bedridden. We've seen them with bed sores where you can look and see all the way to the bone. And it's those folks that everybody's taking care of that makes the light shine brighter. I don't understand that. You'd think that we'd use the brightest stars in here and the brightest minds. Well, looking around in here, there really isn't. I mean, I love George as much as anybody in here did. He wasn't one of the brightest minds ever. But God's used him, and now God will use him in a way that he never dreamed. Amen. Amen. And I hurt for some folks. I know what some of you going through. I know, amen, I see it. And I'll tell you, somebody told me one time, because my son got out, my brother told me, said, we're watching you, boy. And my brother said this, I'm impressed with what I see. Amen. In other words, my faith is made a little stronger. The light's burning a little brighter, Brother Gary. We've seen them. We've seen Brother Farley go through things. My goodness. Brother Farley, one of the great preachers of our day, and I've watched him with tears tell problems and troubles and struggles. You know what it's for? It's for the light. It's for the light. It's for his honor, his glory. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You need to come tonight.